Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Reading in the Brain, The New Science of How We Read. Internationally renowned cognitive neuroscientist Stanislas Dehaene provides an intriguing exploration into the science behind the act of reading. Through an engaging narrative, Dehaene unveils the mysteries of how our brain deciphers written words, transforming them into language and meaning. This book presents a groundbreaking look at the neural and psychological mechanisms that make reading possible, drawing on recent scientific advances to explain how a child's brain learns to read, how dyslexia can be understood and overcome, and why some writing systems are easier to learn than others. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the brain's reading circuit. One of the central topics Dehaene addresses in Reading in the Brain is the existence and function of a specialized reading circuit within the human brain. This intricate network of regions, spread across both hemispheres, is not innately wired for reading, a relatively recent invention in human history, but gets repurposed for literacy. Dehaene delves into the fascinating process through which this circuit develops in individuals, highlighting the neuroplasticity of the brain and how it adapts with exposure to written language. Understanding this neural architecture not only illuminates how proficient reading comes to be, but also sheds light on the struggles met by those with dyslexia. Secondly, the evolution of writing and reading. Dehaene uses evolutionary psychology to explore how the human capacity for reading and the development of writing systems have evolved together. He argues that while the human brain did not evolve specifically for reading, our cognitive systems, particularly those involved in visual perception and language processing, were well equipped to take on the novel task of reading. The book examines different writing systems, from hieroglyphs to alphabets, illustrating how some systems align more closely with our cognitive predispositions and are, thus, easier to learn. Thirdly, understanding dyslexia. A significant portion of Reading in the Brain is dedicated to understanding dyslexia, a reading disorder that Dehaene argues can be better comprehended through the lens of brain science. By examining how the typical reading circuit deviates in individuals with dyslexia, Dehaene offers insights into why certain people struggle with reading and how targeted interventions can help. The book discusses the roles of phonological processing, visual attention, and other cognitive factors concerning dyslexia, providing a comprehensive overview of current research and practices for overcoming reading difficulties. Fourthly, technology and the future of reading. Dehaene does not shy away from discussing the implications of digital technology on reading habits and brain development. He raises thought-provoking questions about how modern technologies, such as e-readers and smartphones, might be reshaping our reading circuitry and overall cognitive functions. The book examines both potential benefits, like increased accessibility to texts, and drawbacks, such as reduced depth of reading, offering readers a balanced view on the future landscape of reading in the digital age. Lastly, educational implications. Throughout Reading in the Brain, Dehaene continuously connects the science of reading with practical applications, particularly in the realm of education. He emphasizes the importance of evidence-based teaching methods for reading that align with our understanding of the brain's reading circuit. The book provides critical insights into how early literacy skills are best developed, the importance of phonemic awareness, and how educators can effectively support children with dyslexia. Dehaene's work bridges the gap between neuroscience and classroom practice, suggesting a transformative approach to teaching reading that could significantly improve literacy outcomes. In conclusion, Stanislas Dehaene's Reading in the Brain is a must-read for educators, parents, neuroscientists, and anyone intrigued by the cognitive processes behind reading. The book masterfully combines neuroscience, psychology, and education to provide a comprehensive understanding of how reading works in the brain. By demystifying the complex interplay of neural circuits, cognitive development, and educational practices, Dehaene not only advances our knowledge, but also offers practical solutions for overcoming challenges like dyslexia. This work encourages a reevaluation of how we teach reading, promoting methods that align with our brain's natural inclinations and capabilities, ultimately paving the way for a more literate society. If you would like to support Stanislas Dehaene, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.